Waddle and Sylvie. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on ESPN Chicago.
Back on the usual spot. Waddle, me, Jesse Rogers is in studio. The Cubs convention is tomorrow. Whoa. Lots of baseball teams are cheating. The Cubs aren't—they've got their hands in their pocket, kind of protecting their wallets.
I think fans would like them to cheat at this point.
No, I don't think.
No, never. No,
I mean, it's false advertising.
The Astros and the Red Sox, and now the Mets are scrambling for managers.
The Astros.
The Astros. Yeah,
yeah. Well,
you could call them that too.
Yeah. I mean. That should be their new name.
Yeah.
The Houston Astros. Oh, I didn't hear you.
We were talking off the air yesterday, too, Jesse. And I don't even think this we ever brought this on because we were talking about vacating stuff. Do you vacate something? If you vacate it, it's not really still giving the credit to the team that lost. And who wants credit then when it's in the past? But this was brought up. I forgot by who on the show, but it happened off the air. What about, like, the NCAA does for future postseasons, like the Major League Baseball saying the Astros, no not matter eligible. How many games they win, they do not make the playoffs this year.
That was the brilliant brainchild of myself. So I'll take credit of that first before you answer, Jess.
It probably poses some problems. I mean, what if they finish first? So the second place team who might be 500 gets in?
Exactly.
I was more in favor of stripping them of their title. I don't get why they weren't. Like we talk about with college football or basketball, titles do get stripped.
But what do they really get stripped? Like, the Fab Five went to the Final Four. They went to the championship game. You can't tell me they did not. Well, even though they're vacated. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, obviously, same thing with the Astros in 17. They won it, but you can still vacate it. It's still a stain. That's the only way to go. And one player said to me, look, it is like college football or basketball. You can't punish 25 guys that are all over the league. You punish the organization. So whether it be stripping the title or future things like
I'd be more
like draft picks,
favor of that.
Like draft picks, it's hard to punish a player that was never on that team that finishes in first place this year with now a new manager, a new GM.
I get
well,
it.
Maybe you choose not to join that team, or I don't know.
I think scratching them out of the history books from the Hall of Fame, you know, the 2017 champions, you don't give it to anybody.
Yeah, but I still recognize, as a baseball fan, I still recognize them as.
Well, they cheated. I don't think we should.
Well, but every guy who cheated in the steroids era, every one of their stats still stands.
Yeah.
You know, a Pete Rose's managerial record still stands.
Not as provable. We know the guys that failed tests, you know, but we don't know everyone else. We assume with Sosa, we assume with these guys. It's a difficult thing, but it is being treated in one sense like a college program.
No one wanted the Patriots to vacate any of their stuff.
Yeah, the players aren't getting in trouble, which is amazing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I don't know how many players you've talked to, but players who are not implicated or aren't members of those teams, how do you think they feel? How do they feel about the players that actually? Listen, there are. If this all was as soiled as it was, there were obviously guys that statistically, individually benefited from
it. Well, let's face it, right? And then the people that didn't benefit, it potentially cost you money.
Right.
I talked to a Cubs pitcher in 17. He said, and ironically, it was Beltran, got him down 0-2 in the count, took four borderline pitches. He couldn't believe it. It was one of the last times he was going to face Beltran. He went back and watched then, and then did it again now, and heard the banging, heard the signals. Beltran got on base. I don't know what happened after that, but it affected ERAs. It affected batting averages. So, yes, the other players are ticked at these guys. Now, it is going on a little bit around the league more than we know. But to this extent, now we're hearing that Altuve and Bregman had maybe buzzers in their jerseys.
This was really elaborate.
This is getting crazy. And look, Beltran.
So you give him a little sting if you know what's coming your
way? That's exactly right. So Beltran resigns today or is fired and puts out a statement saying he's sorry for this. You know, Hinch says he could have done more. I mean, these guys are basically admitting to it. And, yeah, other players are ticked off. I mean, I don't think the Cubs cheated. I asked Rizzo straight out today. He said 100% we didn't cheat, and I believe that.
Have you talked to Yu Darvish yet?
No.
Because he is like, I think this will be a fascinating story. I brought this up yesterday or 2 days ago. Here is a guy who spent all of that offseason completely inside his own head. He thought he was tipping his pitches. That's what was... that's the way it's at. Well, you tipped his pitches.
Right.
He never tipped his pitches. They were stealing their signs, most likely. And then, so now he's mentally fragile. He even said in that LA piece that he was thinking about retiring, that's how much he was in his own head. Comes to the Cubs, and now all of a sudden his arm starts hurting. So now he thinks he sucks because he's tipping his pitches, and now his arm's hurting, and now it's a total psychological game, and it becomes physical with the arm. And it took the guy a year and a half to get right, probably physically and mentally.
And
I wonder how big of an effect that truly had Yu Darvish.
That's a great point. You just drew a straight line from them cheating to his issues with the Cubs.
Everyone's like, he's soft, but then he thought, people are telling him, you're tipping your pitches. Well, I can't, I'm watching hundreds of hours of video. I don't see how I'm tipping pitches. And he's probably going crazy all this.
He's already been on Twitter saying if they have a parade in L.A., I'm there, sort of thing, tongue in cheek. The L.A. City Council's putting something forward to vacate the title of the Astros, and frankly, that maybe the Red Sox as well. We're hearing about that, and Cora's going to get suspended. This is going to go down as one of the great scandals, like the Black Sox. I mean, it really is going to go down as one of. It's cost three managers their jobs, high profile jobs, Boston, New York, and Houston. Unbelievable.
How did they like? It's a pretty tight knit fraternity, isn't it? How did guys not know this was going on?
They did know. Astros players knew. Mike Fiers went out. They knew. They just didn't know it was a camera in center field with a monitor. You know, it's one thing to steal the catcher's sign and somehow whistle or something, and that goes on. That goes on a lot. But to this extent with electronics, maybe in jerseys, no, I don't think other players do. I asked Rizzo today, and I asked other players, off the record these last couple of days. They did not know the extent. Steve Cishek, actually, on the record, he told me he did not know the extent that this was going on.
Did you know? I was just looking this up. The Astros won the World Series in 17, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They actually had a better record away than they did at home that year. They were 53-28 away, and they were 48-33 at home. In the postseason, their splits were 9-8 at home and 9-3. I'm sorry. They were 8-1 at home, 3-6.
There you go. It really does highlight like an elite team trying to get. It reminds you of the Patriots. Patriots were great without that other stuff,
of course.
And the Astros are pretty damn talented. But when you get that opportunity to go to another level, you take it. I guess they did. They took it. I think it's awful. I think it's god awful. You should be competing to win the same way your opponent is. But obviously millions are at stake, and that plays a part.
All right, we're in the First Midwest Bank studio. It's Waddle and Sylvie back on the air. Jesse is in studio with us. If you want to ask Jesse a question about the Cubs, about cheating, about their offseason, about KB's future, 312-332-3776. David Ross met the media today. We've got the Cubs convention tomorrow. So we've got Jesse for about 10 minutes. Then we've got Waddle's World and Barstool Big Cat coming up in about 50 minutes from right now. But where are we now? I know. Tell everyone, first of all, what David Ross said about Chris Bryant.
Nothing you wouldn't expect. He's on this team. I talked to him the other day. He's in a good mood. He just got back from Hawaii. He's got a tan. Rizzo said that. He's got a baby on the way. Things are fine. I'm expecting him in camp. I'm expecting him to have a good head on his shoulder about this whole thing. But obviously, we know that can change at any moment. He said exactly what you'd expect him to say. And I believe Bryant will be at Rizzo's event tonight. If not, we'll see him tomorrow. I'm going to go to Rizzo's event before I see you at the Southern Loyola game. And I expect Bryant to say the same thing. I'm on this team until I'm not,
But
it's an awkward situation for him, but
ask him if he feels awkward.
Yeah, you'll be able. Sure. I mean, you've got a good enough relationship with him that you'll be able to, won't you be able to in some way read his comments about whether or not he feels A, disrespected.
Sure.
B, relieved if in fact he will be let go or maybe even or traded, or maybe C, he wants to be here.
Tommy, you're a former athlete, so I you can sort of talk to this point. of course you feel somewhat disrespected. But remember, the reason his name is first and foremost on the block is you can get the most for him. What are you getting?
But that, I know.
You can't get rid of Hayward.
No, you're right.
Not getting anything for Schwarber like you would for
that's
Bryant.
Still, like on the on the topic of feeling disrespected, the fact that they're even willing to trade you. You know, your ego tells you I'm untradeable.
Let's quickly go through the.
You don't actually go through the process. Well, you know what? I'm the one that brings the most back. What you say to yourself is, how in the hell could these guys?
Right. After all I've done
for
break
you,
the curse.
How could you trade?
Exactly. Let's go through the arc of this thing real quick. The rebuilding. Everyone's there, young. No payroll, right? They all advance together. They start to get expensive together. The Cubs knew this day was coming. This is no surprise. I'm going back 3 years. They win the World Series. They retool going into 18. They spend on Morrow, chat with Darvish. It doesn't necessarily work. Even if it worked, we would be at this point where they'd have to probably reduce payroll unless Rick had said, hey, you just want a second World Series, spend whatever you want. Maybe he would have done that. But it really reminds me of the Blackhawks. In 09-10, they were going to have to cut no matter what. Now, they happened to win a cup, so it felt better, you know, for all of us. Oh, they want a cup. Okay, you got to do what you got to do. If they don't win a cup, if they don't make the playoffs like the Cubs, and then they cut their team, we're really upset with the Blackhawks. In the same mode here, they didn't win these last couple of years. They knew they were going to have to cut payroll. And I will say for the people that say, oh, they're not spending, well, in Ricketts' mind, they are spending. Last year, arbitration raises for four or five different guys, including Addison Russell, who was suspended but still got a raise. This year, arbitration raises. See, in his mind, he is spending on their own players, but they're not paying that tax. They're absolutely not going to be over that tax threshold. And so that's why this offseason hasn't even begun for them, because they've had to wait either for the grievance, but certainly for these third baseman infielders to go off the board. Finally, Donaldson is off the board. And that's why we've arrived at the point where it's Bryant, because you can get the most for him. He's unlikely to sign. And final point, going back to what Tommy said, he's not Mike Trout. He's not.
And that's what I was going to ask
you. And that is where maybe he does feel disrespected. The halo is off of him a little bit with these last couple years. So he goes from untradeable to, okay, you know what? Maybe he isn't the Hall of Famer we thought. We're willing to take that risk because we can get younger on our pitching staff and get something back for him.
The way I estimate it, there are three reasons why they may be willing to trade Chris Bryant. One is they get the most back from him and they can restock the farm system. Two, he's unsignable. So you say to yourself, we got to get something for him while his value is still relatively high with 2 years of control. Or three, what you just mentioned, that he's very good, but maybe he's not a superstar and we deem him differently. What of those three is the biggest motivation for them to trade him?
I think the combination.
No combo. Give me one.
Well, you didn't mention the fourth one is the one I'd vote for, is his salary is the number they need to dump. And that might be the number one reason. They are getting under that tax come hell or high water, that tax threshold, come hell or high water. And he makes basically the number they need to get under it. So that's why I say combo of unsignable and they need to dump that payroll spot. Look, if they didn't have to dump that spot, maybe they go back to war with the team they have and add to it. And, you know, but they need to get under the number.
Is there any chance?
I think the halo being off is like third or fourth. Okay, he's not Mike Trout, so we can trade him and not feel like we just traded the greatest player of all time. I think that's down on the list. But the whole picture is the reason he's on the block.
For a money-conscious team, how actively do you believe they have pursued trying to get rid of Jason Hayward's deal?
Oh, they've actively pursued.
And is there any creative way to do it?
Well, the one way, and I think maybe passing set on airwaves, would be to attach a guy like Wilson Contreras to him. And specifically Wilson, because he's making very little money, especially for an all-star catcher, $4.5 million after arbitration now. So you attach him with Hayward, and all of a sudden that team
gets you under where you're talking about the threshold that you're talking
about.
But
you don't get as much back from Wilson Contreras.
No, right.
You get
nothing
back by taking Hayward.
You get almost nothing back.
That's true, but you get to keep Chris Bryant.
And it's also pie in the sky, because what does Hayward make, like $20 million? You're adding $24 million with Wilson Contreras to someone else's salary. Not many teams are going to do that. But maybe there's a scenario. That's why Wilson and Hayward for Arenado isn't as crazy as you might think, because at least
Listen, Jesse, you're the one that just said come hell or high water. That to me smells of a little bit of desperation.
What would have to happen is Hayward, Contreras, and Bryant would have to be off the team, and Arenado would be on the team. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Rocky's in Valpo. Rocky, what's your question for Jesse?
Hey, Jesse. Gentlemen, I wondered, because of what happened out in Los Angeles to Yu Darvish, and I haven't really heard anybody mention this, do you think that Yu trying so hard not to tip his pitches, he didn't change something, and maybe that's the reason that he hurt his arm, and maybe he'll be better now if he goes back to what he was doing?
I don't know about that. I think he hurt his arm like Morrow hurt his arm, because they played deep into October. And
you're a pitcher, and you throw the ball really hard, and there's always a chance that your arm could hurt.
Yeah, so I think that's the case.
What we've come to now is this has been like this has electrified our senses and our sensations, and now we're trying to connect dots in some ways that maybe aren't connectable.
That was maybe not the injury part, but one of the main topics from the World Series was Yu Darvish tipping his pitches against the Astros. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let me give you a little news since we have a few minutes.
Really?
Okay, well, I mean, just to update things. The grievance, keeps getting pushed, probably weeks away, close to February 1st.
I believe this is my conspiracy theory. They made Chris Bryant wait to go to the majors, and they're saying to the Cubs, oh, yeah, you made Chris wait, we're going to make you wait in this offseason.
I can't imagine a third party, an arbiter, with an axe to grind. It is weird that I have never been given a real good reason other than it's a complicated, complex case. But the commissioner just did a report, this unbelievable report on cheating before they could even do this one grievance. So, but I'm told still maybe a week or two away, end of the month, February 1st, think of that as a deadline. Now that Donaldson has signed with the Twins, you have to understand the Braves and Anthopoulos, the GM, love Donaldson. They were going to give him every chance to sign back with their team. It didn't happen. They have now recircled back to the Cubs. This is happening. I wrote about this. I've talked about this all offseason. The Braves, I believe, from my sources, are willing to give up the prospects they need to make a trade. Now, obviously, I don't know the Cubs side of it. Maybe the Cubs aren't feeling like it's the right prospect, so it still has to get done. But the Braves are re-engaged now about this.
They absolutely
want a right-handed cleanup hitter behind Freeman. This is their World Series title, potentially, on the line here. They're not going to let this thing go. And how many prospects turn into even Chris Bryant? They're going to be willing to do this deal. It's a small money commitment, $45 million over a couple of years. Continue to watch on that front, but they are re-engaged. The other newsy thing I mentioned yesterday that I thought maybe the one positive announcement they might make is an extension with Baez tomorrow at the convention. Now, in the last 24 hours, I'm hearing that's not going to happen unless I'm being duped a la Dexter Fowler.
Right.
But I've been told there's been no traction there, and it just goes back to this whole offseason where they have done nothing monetarily until they subtract. And it's just crazy
to believe that.
They've done nothing.
Well, they've done nothing. And they won't. Minor
right,
trade.
Minor league.
Listen, they can't
they
announce
won't until they subtract.
They can't. I was going to say, you can't announce this enormous raise for Baez if, in fact, you haven't been able to move any salary off your books.
I thought
yet,
they might be able to get creative, because you could say the raise starts in 21. You could, you know what I mean? Like, he's already got a salary for 20,
right?
Whatever that number was, 8 million, 9 million.
Get creative, right?
And then you say, okay, here's the extension starting in 21. Everybody claps. Everyone's happy. I guess that's not happening. It is an amazing mandate, in one sense, to go a whole offseason. You need to subtract before you do anything else. And that's the tough thing for Theo to talk about this weekend. He's got nothing to talk about because they've done nothing. I don't think that's going to stay that way. They are going to do something, and I think it does start with Chris Bryant. If it's not Bryant, mark my words, someone else will be off this team that makes enough money to get them under that threshold.
So this is going to be an interesting couple of months here before they start spring training.
Right. This is going to be their offseason starting basically now. It's really awkward that Donaldson just signed. I mean, I don't think they'll trade Bryant tomorrow. It's amazing that he's in town right now. He could have said a million different reasons. His wife's pregnant.
That's good.
I'm on the trade block.
So love him.
I give him all the credit in the world. He's going to have to face the media. And it's too bad. I mean, if he does go, it's too bad. This guy that still might make the Hall of Fame, but potentially not as a Cub. And it's only plan A. I'm not saying it's a done deal that he's gone, but that's plan A for the Cubs.
I said this to Waddle yesterday, and I was led to believe whenever the Cubs would finally break through, those guys would be here forever and lauded forever. The manager's out. The MVP may be out in just five short years. You know,
Doesn't sound like four short years. Rizzo was asked about not getting a contract extension. He said, I'm going to keep my reaction in-house. Like, he didn't want to.
Show us that your back is healthy,
Well,
Riz.
I'm just saying it. Ross really has to bring whatever group is there in February together and say, hey, we got to go. And I give Rizzo credit. He said, once the season starts, I'm all about baseball, not about extensions and all that jazz.
All right, Jesse, thank you.
Yeah, I will see you tonight.
Yep, we're going to Waddle. I will see you.
About two and a half, three weeks, though, Waddle. Just get
What's
back.
That? No Gentile Center for you tonight?
Nah, I can't make it. I've got things I got to take care of.
Get back from Miami safely, okay?
I will try. I will try. My goal is to get back from Miami safely.
That spread at your house is second to none.
Yeah. Well, this is still a couple weeks out.
I might be waiting at the door when you get back.
Right, door's open for you, Jeff.
We'll take more of your calls if you want to weigh in on the cheating scandal on Chris Bryant, 312-332-3776. Lots of news today to go through, including another firing in Major League Baseball. It's up in Waddle's world next.
It's that time again when we venture deep into the great unknown.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
A trip inside the mind of a multi-concussed former Bears wide receiver.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him. And he had an all-time day in the use of smelling salt.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Tom Waddle, everything wants to have a Tom Waddle. If I had a football team, I'd like to have a Tom Waddle on my team because you draw from that.
It's time to go inside Waddle's world.
Tom Waddle did have to use a lot of smelling salt.
Oh, the conversations off the air are always better than the ones on the air. That's not totally true. Yeah, well, when you're talking, it is. Hey, this...
What?
I'm just kidding. Waddle's World brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC, I sincerely apologize to you. We have another firing in baseball. The Mets have agreed to, well, is it a firing? Yeah, it's a firing. Agreed to part ways with Carlos Beltran. Out. Before he even managed a game, the Mets announced the mutual decision today. When they say mutual decision, like the Cora announcement was also, I think, kind of presented as a mutual decision, wasn't it?
Yes,
exactly. My arse, that's not.
The conversation goes like this. Look. You can't manage our team next year because you cheated.
Right.
We love you, but you got to leave.
Yeah, you can either, we can do this way or this way. How would you like to do it?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm a manager of one of the 30 baseball teams in all of professional baseball in the Major League Baseball League. And, or that would be major, whatever. And I'm making a couple mil a year. You know what? I'm going to walk away. No, that doesn't happen. No, that's not a mutually agreed upon thing. I don't believe.
Does Beltran get money from them?
No.
I wouldn't think
no
so.
Money
I think
like no. managed again.
I would think that would be specifically when you're resigning. I would think that would be a black mark
or
on the team.
Do they give him like a parting gift? Like, hey, here just to leave?
Yeah, they didn't throw him out with security tailing him. No, I know, but
couldn't he contest whether he was fired for cause? Do you know, could they prove the cause? That's what I'm saying.
I would think that cheating would fall under the
morals,
the contract, yeah, of, you know, conduct unbecoming of a, you know, when you're in that position. I have to imagine that's an easily fireable offense.
Well, in a statement to ESPN, Beltran apologized for his role in the 2017 scandal, saying what took place did not demonstrate those characteristics that are so very important to me and my family. I think once he says that, your money is kind of gone. But my question is, I have two questions. What do the majority of people actually feel is equitable punishment? Like, if you decided you wanted to vacate the championships, I'm not going to put up a big loud fight. I'm not going to bark about it. But I'm one of these people that, okay, you're going to vacate the Memphis title, or Memphis didn't win the title, whoever it is, win the title.
If they would have won,
basketball.
They would have had to vacate
right.
it.
Right. Listen, I mean, it doesn't mean Derek didn't do brilliant things on the court. I saw what I saw, you know, same way I saw what the Astros did. You can erase it from the record books, but I don't know if that has as...
I think it's silly. I think the publicity associated with this, you'll always go back to when you read the Major League Baseball champions, you'll always say, hey, they cheated in 2017. They were the champions, but they cheated. Yeah. Just like we count with Bonds and Clemens and so
I don't think we're even close to near the end of
this. I think we all will, but I do think the MLB, by not going that extra step, is in some ways saying we acknowledge that it's happened, but it wasn't so egregious that it needs to be removed, the title.
I think they think that it would create more problems for them if they would vacate it. That's what I believe, that it's just too much and it would be too controversial, and that's all baseball has is controversy. And they're just bringing this up, and there are consequences, swift consequences. But I don't think they want that mess on their hands.
You know, I don't know if you guys thought about this. Did you? Like, I was thinking about this past World Series. Remember, Strasburg got hit a little in Game 7 in the first inning. And in the post, or I'm sorry, it was Game 6 that he started, right? In Game 6, and this was in Houston.
Yes,
and he talked about...
He regrouped.
He regrouped because someone told him that they were onto his signs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that vaguely or no?
Yes.
I mean, that was this year.
I know.
If they
haven't been caught before then and it paid off for them in the past.
I can't believe that this is the last we're going to hear. Like, I just can't.
There's going to be other teams.
Yeah, I can't believe it's only the Astros and only the Red Sox.
It's not.
Or just those two.
No, the whole different layer that we haven't talked about that has come up. I heard Howard Stern even talk about this back on Monday. And now it was a big topic today on Golic and Wingo. The Mike Fiers role in this.
Yeah.
Do you look down on Mike Fiers because he's, quote, a rat? Or do you say, look, I don't care what the motivation was, whether he had sour grapes because they didn't sign him or they hit him hard. Do you look at him and say, there's a guy, at least without him going to the Athletic, we don't get to the bottom of this?
I'm sure he's not well liked in some circles.
But I mean, how do you view it? Like Jessica Mendoza. And she works for the Mets, keep in mind that, too. A lot of people think it's a conflict of interest, her even saying that she said it left a bad taste in her mouth that Mike Fiers was in the Golics were the same one.
She basically blamed the whistleblower.
Blamed him.
Yeah.
And just like I've always said this about Canseco, everyone used to say, well, Canseco's sour grapes. He busted everybody. Sour grapes or not, without Canseco writing that book, we probably don't get to the bottom of the steroid era. He was the one telling the truth.
Yeah. I don't think we're done with this. I really don't. Drew Rosenhaus has terminated his relationship with Antonio Brown. That was bound to happen, wasn't it?
I mean, it took a long time for that to happen, though.
Bouncing back to the Astros, they are interviewing Buck Showalter. Don't be shocked if guys like Showalter and Dusty Baker get these jobs. Like the old guard that, you know, hey, I don't know
Dusty's
what that represents.
More of a players guy and lets players do whatever they want.
Right,
but
I know.
You're right about Buck.
Yeah, but like the old guard kind of, I think, hey, the mature guys are going to step in and kind of smooth things out here.
Like if Girardi didn't have a job already, he would be a guy that they would call right away.
I was talking with Northy earlier, and Northy was saying, listen, Girardi gets fired because of what happened, right? I mean, they lose.
The Yankees have been, but...
The Yankees lost in Game 7 of 2017.
What's that?
Game 7, 2017, when the Astros went on to win the World Series.
Right.
The Yankees lost.
Weren't they up 3-2 in one of those series against the Astros? I've heard some of their former players talk about it. C.C. Sabathia was talking about it. But do we know the Yankees haven't cheated?
I don't. I guess my lasting comment about this is I am very... I wouldn't say confident, but I will be shocked if this is the last we hear of it. There will be other very unnerving, I think, revelations coming from this. They're already talking about different videos of guys having, you know, like you said, I mean, buzzers on their arms or whatever the case may be.
It's crazy.
That's what I mean. The guys know more, and some people are just refusing to talk about it. The police have issued a warrant for Odell Beckham Jr. New Orleans police issued the warrant for Beckham on a complaint of simple battery. I just watched this video just a second ago while you were talking. Video surfaced this week showing Beckham slapping the buttocks of a Superdome security guard in the LSU locker room after the Tigers' national championship victory over Clemson. In the video posted by LSU offensive lineman Adrian McGee, a security officer officer is seen standing over an LSU player sitting on a locker room bench. The officer appears to be searching around the bench and pointing to the floor. He can be heard talking about a burn mark. This is when he was in
the
there
cigar.
Trying to tell everybody to, yes, you can't smoke indoors here. The Louisiana statute defines simple battery as battery committed without the consent of the victim. Punishment in the state can include a fine of no more than $1,000 and imprisonment for no more than 6 months or both.
Describe
I saw the
slap.
Video.
He wound up a little bit, and
it wasn't something that the security officer was expecting because he was behind him, and I can understand. I don't think this deserves some sort of ridiculous punishment, but I could understand why the security officer would have been disappointed that that happened, to say the least.
Odell Beckham managed to become a controversy in two different ways in the national championship, handing out money and spanking an officer.
Yeah, he spanked an officer. You can't spank an officer. You just can't. I mean, listen, anyone said, hey, we're just having some... Yeah, rule number one, don't be a Richard. Rule number two, don't spank an officer.
Yes.
I think those are two simple rules to live by, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And I think you can just say to, hey, guys, you know what? You're not allowed to smoke indoors. I understand you just won the national championship. So get a couple of puffs in, and then we'll put them
out.
Don't
be such a mall cop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Don't be Paul Blart.
Yes, just say, okay, I'm going to make an exception. But, guys, keep it on the down low here, you know?
You can't have, 100 guys smoking cigars. Next thing you know, the locker room's on fire. But I get it. I mean, let's use common sense here. So... they issued an arrest warrant for him. LeBron James has strengthened his lead in the NBA All-Star voting. He remains ahead of Luka Doncic and Giannis.
That's here, remember, the All-Star game.
That is correct.
And by the way, we are the people are at work to make this Charles Barkley Chicago Cut show on February 12th a reality. The Wednesday before the All-Star weekend, you can expect that to happen. So put that in your phone. That hopefully we'll have an announcement soon where we'll be telling you how you can get tickets to this exclusive ESPN Chicago event. By the way, you should sign up for the ESPN Chicago the Instagram account, because this is where all the announcements
goes down.
This is where the announcements are going to happen. If you're on Instagram, it's ESPN_Chicago. If you want exclusive announcements first, go to Instagram and sign up ESPN_Chicago.
That's where we release our inside information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I didn't know what you were saying you were going to release.
Let me think of something. Just inside information. I've already had one of my friends ask about availability of getting into that event.
Yes, it's going to be the event of the year.
The Atlanta Hawks have acquired point guard Jeff Teague in a trade with the T-Wolves. 49ers George Kittle sits out of practice with an ankle soreness. I said to you guys, did I send you guys a text in the middle of that game? And I sent you a text that said it looked like George Kittle was hurt.
Yeah, you were right about
with
that.
With a hip. But I thought it was a hip because he kept grabbing at his hip. But he didn't look right. Now, they were rolling the Vikings, so it really wasn't that important. But a set out practice with ankle soreness, my guess is he will play. And Demi Lovato is set to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
So you got to go research like her past anthems to see if you could bet the over or the under. You know what I mean? See if there's any on record on YouTube to see.
Are you a big Demi Lovato fan in any way?
I like Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are her favorite? What are her songs?
But I would tell you that if you played a song, I could tell you if that's Demi Lovato or not Demi Lovato.
You know what? Before we get out of here today, can we play that? I don't think he can do that.
Let's play Demi. We'll play a song, and I will tell you if Demi.
That's Demi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play Demi.
That's Demi. New Orleans, I already gave you that. Man accidentally accelerates and drives his vehicle completely into a Cracker Barrel.
It's not a bad place. I mean, Cracker Barrel can get it done.
Mom, I'm home. A Cracker Barrel restaurant closed its doors to prospective diners Tuesday after a 93-year-old man drove his vehicle through an exterior wall and into the retail section of the building.
He was there for the early bird special.
Well, yes. I think it was like 9:45 in the morning. Maybe you got up late. Look, I think the older you get, don't you have to revisit the driving test?
Yeah, you should.
No, and I think it is. I think you do have
to. It's always our would you rather. This is always one of my favorite questions. Would you rather have to dodge traffic from a 16-year-old who just got their license or a 90-year-old?
I'm going to dodge traffic with a... I'm going to feel safer with the younger driver because the reflexes are sharper. Now, the experience goes to the 90-year-old.
Yeah, but they remember the experience.
Right, the reflexes go to the other. And listen, I'm not age-shaming right now. I'm just talking to you about what I think is true, that I think once you get up in that category, right, yeah, you have to get retested. No injuries, I'm happy to report. Natural Light is giving free beer to anyone turning 21 this year. This seems too good to be true.
Natty Light.
If you're turning 21 this year, Natural Light wants to help you celebrate. The beer company says they're giving away a free case of Natty Light to anyone who turns 21 in 2020.
That's pretty cool. Where was that back in 1990?
It says here, first off, the birthday boy or girl needs to purchase a case of Natty. Then they must submit their receipt or UPC code for their purchase on the website, My Beer Rebate. Natural Light says customers must provide documentation proving that they turned 21 this year. After submitting the rebate, the company will then refund the cost of the case.
And that's a no-lose right there.
So I don't think they can give you free beer. What they're doing is they're giving you a refund. Yeah. Yeah. Do you see this Barnacle car windscreen clamp? I know it's a mouthful, isn't it? I believe this is, what is this for? So if like you get unpaid parking tickets, it's like a boot, right?
Yeah, but it's like a boot.
For your windshield.
And it's got a GPS in it and it's got an alarm in it.
So it says here, plans to introduce a new Barnacle parking fine system at a United States university has been put on hold after complaints from the students. The so-called Barnacle is a type of car clamp that sticks to the windscreen using suction cups and releases its grip after the parking fine is paid. Outraged students at the University of Oklahoma shared tips for removing it without paying.
Ooh.
So, this is what I got. I got some other stuff about legalized marijuana and a guy who got hospitalized after something went wrong down south.
Ooh, yeah. You're not talking about in the United States. You're talking about down south.
Yeah,
All right, well, that's next.
Yeah. Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Says here in St. Louis, as recreational marijuana, it's one of these days where I struggle to read, obviously. As recreational marijuana becomes legal in more states, more pets are getting stoned. 2019, the Animal Poison Control Center saw a 765% increase in calls about pets eating marijuana. The number has also spiked 400% over the last 6 years. The main reason for the uptick, more states are making marijuana legal, so your dog's eating your weed.
Is that safe, Abdallah?
No!
Well, don't they make CBD stuff?
They make CBD for dogs, yeah. They make a lot of CBD stuff for dogs.
But I don't like anything else. I mean, what you are is 100. How much do you weigh?
165.
Okay, you weigh 165 pounds. Like I weigh 187.
Ooh, look
my
at
dog.
Me.
I
work out.
My dog. I'm also 5 inches taller, so I'm going to be heavier. My dog weighs 15 pounds.
15.
So I could get away with eating a certain amount of weed.
Oh, really?
Which my dog can't. That's the point.
How much weed do you
usually eat? Dogs should be eating zero weed. There's a zero amount of weed that dogs should be eating.
All right, somebody had
their... So it's the THC they can't
have. Yeah, they can have the CBD. It's like you can... Like they offered it to our dog because my dog, the three legs, there's doggy arthritis.
Have you ever blew smoke in your dog's face?
No, I'm not. That's so mean. Why would you want your dog to be high? That's so mean.
Did you ever blew smoke into your dog's face?
I'm in a tough day today.
My point is this, like if you have a bag of weed and your dog eats it, I mean, the dog weighs 15 pounds. Like if for whatever reason you acted like the dog and you ate some of the weed, you could probably exist in a different way than the 15-pound dog can when it eats your weed. That was the point of the story. I wasn't suggesting that dogs should eat weed.
No, I understand.
My point was, like, let's say this. Let's say you have, like, an opioid pill in your pocket, Adam, for some sort of pain that you made up.
I got a back.
And you somehow, that's Demerol pill or Percocet falls out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Well, if you swallowed that pill, you'd probably be okay. If your dog did, that's not going to be so good, okay? 15-pound dog can't handle a Percocet the way that you can. That's the point, right?
Medical lessons from Tom Waddle.
Well, I'm just saying.
My dog liked that scissorp, though.
Since none of you guys have brought it up, none of you guys have started watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary, have you?
I started yesterday.
I saw the first episode.
I'm and almost through the first episode.
Because
it got really creepy for me towards the end of the first episode. Yes. And I had to go to sleep.
I thought it was slow for the first 40 minutes, and then there was a big left turn that really changed.
Huge left turn.
Yes. But I think they were talking about
getting
the dog high.
You know what it was about. The quarterback.
Oh, that's not a left turn. You knew that was going to happen.
I didn't know that.
I think you forgot. No, but I'm talking about getting the dog high. They talked about...
So, like, when I send you the invite to the Super Bowl party, it's 2020 under a rock somewhere in Riverwoods? I mean, where have you been, bro? I mean...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mallard.
Seriously.
No, but because I think there was reference to them getting their dog high. Oh. Remember?
A man hospitalized after his wife puts a chastity nut on his pee-pee while he slept.
What?
Now, again... Listen to the it sounds like double dirty, but like a nut is like something that you use to fasten with a bolt, okay?
Okay.
So it's not like what you're thinking over there as a 12-year-old, okay? A Ukraine man awoke to find that his wife had placed a metal chastity nut on his pee-pee while he slept to stop him from having affairs, requiring him to get it removed with a saw.
This is like the boot for a person. Like, we were just talking about the cars that can't drive because of the thing on the windshield. Or
correct.
The boot.
Yes. The metal.
This guy's got the Denver boot on his, you know what?
On his wee-wee. The metal nut had been placed there by his wife after she found out he allegedly had a habit of sleeping around. He had to be taken to the hospital to get the thing off. My question is either... Are you a sound sleeper, or were you hammered and passed out?
Yeah, right. And why would you ever go back to that wife?
Well, it doesn't. I think there may be a marital split here.
Yeah.
I mean, what he needs to do first is go to the hospital and get the chastity off of his stuff.
If you were on the fence about divorce, this pushes you all the way.
Yeah. I know you guys are worried about the man's well-being, so fortunately the operation was a success. They said they saved the man's thing, and he is recovering in the hospital. The unfaithful husband is expected to regain full function of his stuff, but he's also thinking of getting a divorce.
Yeah, you think.
This isn't the first time the rescue team has been called in to perform such a nutty procedure. Quote, we often face similar incidents and are quite trained in removing rings, handcuffs, and other objects from people's bodies.
Find me some penis and cracker jam.
College kids are smoking more weed in legal states, but binge drinking less. As the father of three adults and a 16-year-old,
are you okay with this trend?
Well, what I'm excited most about is the binge drinking less. Like I think you know what you should do is go to mass every night, do your homework, go to bed early, and eat your have your vitamins in the morning and do that. As a father, that's what I would say.
You would rather have them take a gummy bear and say than not to binge drink.
Well, a gummy bear that is not tainted with marijuana or THC, just a regular sugar gummy bear. I'm just saying the binge drinking thing has been something. In the last decade, that has become
terrible.
A huge problem.
Right.
So, and a rare 20-year-old cheddar set to sell for $209 per pound. So, Hook's Cheese Company in Mineral Point, Wisconsin, has churned out a very special 20-year-aged cheddar that is set to sell for $209 per pound.
Where is cheddar on your cheese power ranking?
It's high.
Yeah.
It's high. Like, the American cheese...
Well, that's when I indulge in a cheeseburger, it's the cheddar burger to me that's the best.
Really?
Yes.
I like me a pepper jack. Pepper jack is high up there. I think I'm going to go pepper jack, one.
One? Wow.
Yeah, cheddar two. Oh, if pepper jack's an option on the menu, that's going on the burger.
I like the big.
Adam likes a little spice.
I like the big, the little.
Jimmy all of a sudden. Yeah. Jimmy likes a little spice.
See, I like the Jack and Cheddar combo, not gonna lie.
Looks like he found his
cheddar
Percocet.
Jack.
Done it. Looks like he found his Percocet.
Molly and Percocet.
We have a brick of cheese in the refrigerator that I forget what it is. If my wife's listening, I hope she can tell me, but it is fantastic. It's aged.
Nice,
it's delightful.
Havarti?
No, the Havarti. No, I don't think you get a brick of Havarti, do you?
Maybe not.
I think the Waddles can get a brick of whatever they want.
No, you're definitely not getting a brick of Brie.
I don't need to get a brick of Brie. What is this?
What's wrong with you?
Brie doesn't come with Brie.
Wow, sorry. Gee, shame me.
Come on.
We will. Oh, we will.
He also eats that stuff.
I'm a mozzarella guy.
No, you also eat that other stuff.
What's that? Burrata. Mozzarella. Buffalo mozzarella.
You peasant not knowing how Brie comes.
Sorry. All right, coming up next, Barstool Big Cat somehow, someway, always finds himself in some sort of controversy. And that happened at the national championship game. And it's coming up next.